Back home, the pool bag incinerator is finally set to go ahead after more than a decade of controversies over the alleged massaging of official waste data and overpaid consultants. Dublin's four city and county managers this weekend formally agreed to proceed with the €500 million facility, which will be owned and operated by the US energy company Covanta. John Burke reports on the lingering concerns over the project.
The European Commission has ruled that the pool bag incinerator project in Dublin can go ahead after dismissing complaints on the grounds of state aid and public procurement. Dublin City Council has welcomed the ruling but said there were further steps to be taken before the waste-to-energy project could proceed.
Breaking news last May that Dublin's proposed incinerator had cleared one of the many hurdles it has faced over the past 17 years. The vast majority of Dublin city councillors do not want this project to go ahead. But at a special meeting earlier this month, the city manager Owen Keegan said a decision on whether to proceed or not was imminent.
The various obstacles to the project have now been overcome, and a decision must now be made on whether to proceed with the project or not. I am very conscious of the fact that since the project was conceived, there have been issues associated with the project and its management of legitimate concern to members, including the size of the proposed facility, the site selection process, the extensive delays with the project, project government issues, and the scale of the costs incurred to date. Notwithstanding these issues, the project is where it is today, and a decision must be made in relation to its future.
That decision has now been made, with both parties this weekend agreeing to proceed with the project. The arrangement is a joint deal between US energy company Covanta and Dublin's four local authorities. They had agreed a 25-year contract, but that has now been replaced with a 45-year deal. Like other councillors, Fine Gael's Paddy McCartan is concerned over details contained in the new contract.
Ireland has a very, very strong record in terms of recycling over the last 10 years, and when this project started, we were at the lower end of the scale in terms of recycling with our European counterparts, but now we're actually ahead of that. And my fear would be that if we involve ourselves in something for 45 years, we may end up importing waste.
The proposed facility has been dogged with controversy over the years. In 2009, a High Court judge accused the council of being complicit with the consultants RPS of massaging official waste reports in order to benefit the business case for the incinerator. And in 2011, a report from the Independent Local Authority Audit Service found that the council's governance on the project had been weak.
When we finally saw this audit report, it was a damning reflection on the management of Dublin City Council of this project over a number of years, from many points of view, from land acquisition to cost of contracts, etc. And procedures were very lax in so many areas.
Councillor Paddy McCartan again. Dublin's councils could have abandoned the project, but Owen Keegan told councillors that when the cost of land acquisition and of possible compensation to Covanta were taken into consideration, that option could have cost the local authorities around €100 million. Neither Covanta nor Owen Keegan were available for interview on the new contract, although the New Jersey-based company did issue a statement saying they expected work to begin on the Poolbeg site immediately. Opponents of the facility have hoped that Covanta might opt to construct a smaller facility than the planned 600,000-ton plant. But in a conference call with investors in the middle of the summer, Covanta executives signalled that they would proceed as planned.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Covanta Holding Corporation Update Conference Call.
Yeah, just following up on Dublin, and can you please remind us of what needs to be accomplished in Dublin over the next 90 days in order to proceed with the construction phase? You know, I'd read that there was still, you know, some question that the planned facility might be a little too large in terms of throughput, that 600,000 tons that you had mentioned maybe it was a little bit too much.
Yeah, no, the facility size is been determined. There's not going to be any changes there. It is a big, complicated infrastructure project. It's fair to say that, you know, we felt the biggest hurdle that we had in front of us was the EU approvals that came in a few weeks ago.
The Poolbeg incinerator is Covanta's first entry to the Irish market, but across the United States they already own or operate dozens of incinerators. American Mindy O'Brien is the coordinator of Voice of Irish Concern for the Environment, or VOICE, for short. Before coming to Ireland in the 1990s, she worked on energy policy in the United States, where she said she witnessed pitfalls in the deals entered into between energy companies and municipal authorities there. Mindy O'Brien says there is growing concern over a potential overcapacity of incinerators across Europe, which could have a direct impact on the Dublin Waste to Energy project.
The problem with Norway and Denmark, basically, Denmark has overcapacity because as they've increased their recycling rate and they're tied into these 45-year facilities, so they still have to feed them, but they don't have enough waste to feed them, so they have overcapacity, and therefore it's a commodity to them, so they need the waste to operate their incinerators effectively. I went to a conference and they're talking about incinerators in Dublin and Cork and two in Belfast. I mean, that's going to be well over. We're really going to be over capacity here, and we are going to be competing for the waste similar to what's happening in the States.
Under the old deal, Dublin's councils were liable to pay Covanta if there was not enough waste to feed the incinerator. That so-called put or pay clause is now gone, but in its place the contract was extended from 25 years to 45. And for the first 15 years of this, the councils will pay Covanta if revenue fails to meet certain targets. Engineer and local resident Joe McCarthy has unsuccessfully complained to the EU about aspects of the project. According to his calculations, Covanta has gotten by far the better out of this new contractual deal.
The Dublin local authorities will get 6.5 million, Covanta will get 16.5. But then the situation changes dramatically. The following 30 years, what they call the merchant period, the building is paid for, the profit jumps from 22 million to 55 million. Because the annual payment of $32 million for finance is finished.
Joe McCarthy says that his calculations would see the council earning around €6.5 million collectively per year, but that Covanta could stand to earn around €49 million per year.
Over 45 years, that's €1.5 billion. Covanta make an enormous amount of money out of this project.
And that was Joe McCarthy finishing that report by our reporter John Burke.